Yeah, I have to. I fell into that trap a lot. So now I have my evening cup of tea, but I have it at 9 o'clock. But it's decaf tea,
Yeah.
just to, you know.
We are so 30-something gamers, aren't we? Welcome down to season 2, episode 11 of the 30-something gamers podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing, Boxy?
I'm all good, mate. I'm all good. Nice to see that we're into episode 11 because we cut off season 1 at episode 10. So how many are we doing for season 2? Are we just going to keep going until we get bored? Or
I think we just go until we like hate each other.
Yeah? So one more then.
Yep, one more. And I've thought about this and I've realised we don't really start talking about gaming till at least 5-10 minutes in. So if you're a new listener and you hear just for gaming, just go ahead 10 minutes. If you're old school and you're just here for the absolute bants, is that cool? Do people say that anymore, Boxy?
I mean, bants, that was like a 2010 sort of phrase, wasn't it? I don't know what the kids say nowadays. The lols.
The kids don't say the kids. They can't say the lols. I mean, like I say,
Yeah, I mean, bants is like a 2009, 2010 sort of phrase. What do the kids say now? The lols? The
no,
vibes?
No.
Bro?
Bro, yeah, they do. But no one says the lols. I teach 10-year-olds and none of them say the lols. I actually found I was clearing out old mugs. Like, teachers have ridiculous amount of mugs because you get them at the end of every year with, like, your name on and all that. Neither me or the missus drink tea or coffee, so we have a ridiculous amount of coffee mugs for a household that doesn't drink tea or coffee. And I found one, I think it was like 2007, it was my first year teaching, and it had I survived, and it had like the things of the day, the what do you call them, the things that like the fads of the day. So it was fidget spinners, which were everywhere. Oh, yeah. The floss. And
oh, the dance.
Yeah, I've actually done that outside number 10 Downing Street.
What, on your own?
No, I was with... We took, like, a class down, and I didn't just say, can I just go and do the floss outside? And that's all I wanted to do, so we did the floss outside Kia's Den, number 10. Bit of bingo calling for you there. And also bottle flipping.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I remember that.
I can't believe out of all those, bottle flipping has lasted the longest. Like, kids still do it now. If they're bored, they'll just get a bottle and flip. It's
crazy, isn't it?
It's this
I remember
whole...
the fads back in my day, when I was at primary school, Conkers. Conkers was big.
Was it a wheel and a stick?
No, it was Conkers. You drill a hole in it and put a string, and then you dip it in vinegar to cheat.
Yeah. No. If you want to really cheat, varnish it. But you got to be careful, because if you've got someone who knows what they're doing, when the light bounces off that bad boy, they know exactly what you've done. Because we do this thing. Have you ever heard of a thing called egg jarping?
No. Sounds like you just made it up.
It does. Before I started at my school, I thought it was a fake thing. So every Easter, we do egg jarping. And egg jarping is all the kids bring a hard-boiled egg in, and they face off against each other. So all the class will have one. You randomly pick out, like a tournament, and they just stand next to each other and they just smash the eggs like into each other. And the egg that cracks loses, and the egg that doesn't crack wins. And we do this tournament through the whole school of like 300 and odd kids, and then have a grand final. It's honestly, we talk about cults. It's like cult-esque. I'd never heard of it, but it's so normal to us now.
Sounds like a proper health hazard. You've got bits of egg flying about all over the school. You're going to get rats.
Yeah, well, it's not that. Everyone's allergic to, like, life these days. You have some kids that can't breathe. Oh, sorry, little Timmy's allergic to air, so you definitely have egg intolerances. If the egg got egg intolerances, you don't like them, you put them in the front row and hope they, like, get a bit of yolk in the eye, and then they have to go home and they're off for the week. I don't do that. I really don't do that. I'll not edit that out, but I don't do that.
We used to, do you remember Crazy Bones? Do you remember them?
Were they like little miniature like monster type things?
Yeah,
like
plastic miniature monsters, and you'd line them all up, and then you'd like flick them at, it was like bowling, you had to flick them and knock them all down, and that was a fucking brutal game. And then there was Beyblades. Do you remember that?
I know. See, I think this is showing our difference in age, because I was a bit, I think, older than you. So I'm one more. Can you remember Pogs?
Did you guys used to ride around on like penny farthings and...
Can you remember Pogs?
Do you remember Jax? Did you play... Oh, Jax is good. You know, throw the ball, collect all the Jax.
Can you remember Pogs?
What about apple bobbing? That was, you know, big back in 1920.
Right, so thank you very much for tuning in to the episode today. And a thought, Boxy, review plea. I'm absolutely fuming.
Yeah, it's done well, isn't it? It's
your review
really well.
Plea, absolutely degrading our audience. 3 or 4 reviews in, which doesn't sound much for like a real podcast, but for ours... That's a big deal. I am fuming. We must have like just a bunch of how do you say that word?
Sadomasochists. I don't know.
Don't think either of us can say it. People who like to be, you know, put your high heels on and walk down the back, that type of stuff.
Like to be stapled to stuff.
Now you're getting in the realms of like Jackass. And can you remember Dirty Sanchez, which is like a Welsh brutal version of it?
You know what? I have literally just been watching tons of that on YouTube because it's all on YouTube. But I'm amazed they still allow it. But some of the... They were daft cunts, they were. Jesus Christ, some of the stuff they did.
Well, I mean, the name of the show is... Do you know what a Dirty Sanchez is?
Isn't it when you're eating some ass and then you get a...
A poo moustache?
Shit smear on you, yeah.
I don't know whether we can keep that in. Anyway. then we'll get that right. Anyway. But for my review plea today, what I thought I'd do is you keep saying that I'm creating a cult, which I'm not. I just have a lovely community. Retro Revival, come and watch me stream. We've got a Discord. It's full of amazing, lovely people. It's not a cult. But I thought, well, let's do some sort of cult indoctrination, seeing as if it's working on me... On my community, maybe you can work on our listeners and they'll join, they'll drink the Kool-Aid. So I thought, what's the most successful cult? What do you think? What's the most successful cult you can think of?
Outside of yours, Scientology.
But not that one. I didn't think about that one. And that one wouldn't have worked because you'll understand when I say what which one I went for. So can you think of another one?
Furries?
No. It's the Mormons.
That's not a cult.
It
is.
It's a religion. Have you read about the start of Mormonism? Trying to get his dick away. It's as simple as that.
The Garden of Eden is in Jackson County, Missouri.
Yeah. We'll better stay away from this because we might have angry Mormons at the door. Have you ever seen The Book of Mormon? Great show.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah,
I absolutely love it.
Absolutely love it. Anyway, I thought I would do our play like a Mormon knocking on your door and trying to get you to join. So,
dum, 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 dum.
Are you ready for this? Strap in. Okay.
Yeah, I think this could be more controversial than my one. You're having a go at religion here, so I'm all ears, but go for it.
There's no Mormons listening to this. If you're the Mormon listening to this, let us know in the comments. And what do you think of this? You ready? Good afternoon. Hi there. How are you today? My name is Elder Retro Revival, and this is my companion, Elder Boxy Arsehole. We're here from the Church of Latter-day Thumbsticks, and we'd love to talk to you about something that can change your life. No, not salvation. I mean, yes, but something just as important. The 30-something Gamers podcast. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another podcast. But hear me out. This one's different. This is a safe space for grown adults who still say things like, GoldenEye is an amazing game. Or, this boss fight ruined my marriage. It's where side quests meet side hustles, and there are parenting tips and more arse sweat analogies. Amen. Each week, these 30-something legends gather to break down gaming news, relive the trauma of having no friends as children, and question whether it's still cool to teabag in Halo. Spoiler, it's not, but we're figuring it out together. Now, I don't want to pressure you. That's not our way. But if you could please leave a 5-star review, even a few stars, it could help another lost gamer find their way. Think of it as giving a potion to a wounded NPC in a boss fight. You could be that NPC's miracle. So, will you do the righteous thing and bless this humble podcast with a review? And if not, could I at least leave this pamphlet with you about how Final Fantasy is a transcendent series? What do you think?
I would have slammed the door in your face about 5 minutes ago. You should have ended it by saying, if you don't want to leave us a review, it's okay. Have fun in hell.
Well, that's my audition for the Mormon Church. If any Mormons listening, get in contact, say hello. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, talking of our amazing listeners, can you remember us trying to start a civil war between North America and Canada?
Yes.
Well, USA and Canada, North America, the continent. Anyway, and I told them whoever got back first to tell us who was listening would be our country. Well, who do you think, USA or Canada? Who's our country?
Canada.
It is Canada. So a guy called Ty. Hello, Ty. Say hello to Ty.
Hi, Ty.
He listens to our podcast every week in Welland in Canada. So he's flying the flag for 30-something gamers over in Canada. And he sent us a message saying, it's me.
Can I ask, Ty, do you get the kind of northern banter and the north and south kind of back and forth that we have, the kind of British phrasing and messaging that we partake in? Because I suppose it could be a bit confusing for people who aren't up to speed on the old British crumpet talk.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think when we break America, North America, there's a lot of people, I think, over in the States who love, like, British comedy. Not that I'm saying they're comedians or anything, but, you know, like, our sense of humour, which is dry. And because I think they see our sense of humour as, like, dry, sarcasm, that type of stuff. And they don't have that in America. I saw this. Did you watch? Oh, there was a show. It was on Amazon Prime. And it was a load of comedians in a house and they couldn't laugh.
Last One Laughing.
I watched that and it was hilarious. Richard Eody and Bob Martin were in the final. Like, from the start, I knew it was going to be them. I just love their humour.
Yeah.
If you go on Prime, the Last One Laughing from Ireland, Australia, United States, Canada, they're all on. And I tried to watch them and I just couldn't. Because, I was sitting there pissing myself laughing when they were discussing a Toby Carvery. For our Canadian viewers, that's a Carvery that you have on a Sunday. You go down a big buffet and get your meat and your veg and stuff like that. Anyway, it's a big staple over here. I can't believe I'm having to explain stuff to America. How bougie are we? On the other countries, they just try to tell jokes to each other. I was cringing. I watched every country's first episode to go, can I watch any of these? I thought Australia might be good because it's obviously our prison, isn't it? So I thought that might have this, and it just didn't.
I think Australians are quite funny. Like, I really like Jim Jefferies, the comedian. Yeah. But yeah, the Last One Laughing was well good. And Bob Mortimer had one of my favourite jokes, where it's a bloke in a graveyard and a walker by says morning and he says, no, I'm just having a shit.
Me and my friend watched it and loved it, who I work with, and we see Bob Mortimer lines all the time in school. Like, the kids come up and ask how something happens and we just go, it's magic. It's just magic. We just do it all. Shh. It's magic. And the kids are like, what are these two morons doing? Like, we think we're the funniest thing ever. Anyway, yeah, let's see how many reviews we get to that. Let's see if you want to join the cult of retro. Not the retro revival. I don't have a cult. The cult of 30-something gamers. Anyway, let's get away from all this cult talk. People will start talking. Boxy, what have you been playing this week?
Well, I finished Silent Hill Downpour, which was okay. Pretty satisfying. Good story. Send off. Nice little twist at the end. And now I am playing a game called Nine Souls.
I've not heard of it.
It's, how can I explain this? You know how, like, Hollow Knight was 2D Dark Souls, essentially? Well, this is like 2D Sekiro. There's a emphasis on blocking. And you play as a psychotic Chinese cat who is taking revenge against the nine souls who are like the gods of this world.
Is that why is it based on like cats having nine lives?
That's actually a really... I've never connected those dots before. But that's actually... Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I've never thought of that.
That's just the first thing that popped in my head.
Clever. So yeah, that makes more sense. So you're going... it's like a Metroidvania sort of world. And there's a real focus on dodging and parrying. So you have to like click the button just before they hit you. And there's quite a cool mechanic. You can like zip past them, attach a bomb to them, and then blow them up.
That sounds
cool. So there's like a real sort of rhythm to it, but it takes a hell of a long time to kind of get into it. It is one of those where the fuck do I sort of go games, because it's a big open map, and then classic Metroidvania, you go one direction and then you realize you can't jump high enough, so you have to go back and start exploring more. I mean, the story's really full on for like a 2D sort of game,
where like Chinese cat,
yeah. And it's one of those things where the characters pop up in the corner and they have little speech bubbles and you have to move the speech along with every click of a button. So a lot going on. I've put like 6 hours into it and I don't feel like I've got very far, because I think a lot of it is just exploring and faffing about. But I am enjoying it, and the combat does get quite cathartic after a while. It gets quite addictive, because you feel like John Wick. You kind of zoom past people, put a bomb on them, and then watch them explode in the background while you walk away, which I always wanted to do.
You look more like John Dick.
Very good.
That's all I took from your review. It sounds cool. You know what? The more and more you describe games and you talk about games that you enjoy and games playing, what will it take for you to play Expedition 33?
Well, first of all, I've got to buy it.
Is that the only hurdle? If we get a little fun together, for all the listeners, put £1 each in, Boxy will experience turn-based combat that will blow his cock off.
Well, there's a few other reasons as well. And you kind of mentioned it the other week. It's a big game, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a beast of a game, and you have to commit yourselves to it. And right now, because I went through Black Myth Wukong, and that was like 50 plus hours, I'm just looking for like bite-sized games to just tie me over until I'm ready and I've got the stamina to take on something pretty big again.
Well, I want your next big game to be that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Promise I've got me. So many others, though.
Promise
I've got...
me. Promise me. And I'll. You can choose a game from me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'll,
have you finished
and I'll even do it on stream.
Have you finished Clair Obscur?
I'm 20 hours in.
So no, then.
I think it's about a 35-hour-ish game. So I think... I don't know. I don't think I'll full, like, 100% it. I've stopped, like, obviously, trophy hunting, but if it's a game I love, I'll try and... do everything in it, you know what I mean, as long as it's not arduous. I think I'll probably finish it and then go back later on and do like a full 100%. So I don't think I'm too far off.
Okay. Well, I have a hot take to tie onto this, because I said it's a bit like Hollow Knight, and I do a lot of videos where I talk about games that I don't like that everyone else loves. And one of them that I'm actually really hesitant to go out and talk about is Hollow Knight. I don't like it.
Really? The thing is,
for the record, it's probably going to fit right now because I know he loves that game.
I've not played it, but if you were saying I want you to play it to see what you think of it and stuff like that, I'm not as into Souls-like and Rogues-like as you, so I probably wouldn't be the best. I mean, if you wanted to watch us, because you keep talking about how I'm not a very good gamer, even though I am amazing. So if you choose a game, you could choose one that I'm going to like fail on stream. I was thinking of playing Sifu on stream, but I don't know whether that would embarrass us.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a good one to stream because you have to repeat the levels over and over and over again.
That's what people want. People come to stream for
but,
me,
I mean,
not the games.
Literally to the point where you're going to get annoyed and say, oh my God, I've just gone through three levels and now I have to go all the way back to the beginning.
That's what we call a roguelike, Boxy, just in case you didn't know. It's where if you die, you have to start again. Yeah. But I loved Hades.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's more frustrating than Hades.
I was going to say something that would really get us cancelled, so can we move on?
Can I just go back to my beef with Hollow Knight?
Go on with your beef.
Okay. My beef is everyone loves it, fair enough. And I should like it because it's Metroidvania, it's 2D Dark Souls, it's ticking all my gonads. No, it's ticking all my boxes and tickling my gonads. But.
Don't want to tickle your box and
Yeah.
tick your gonads.
But I have a real issue with navigating that game because all the environments look exactly the same. So trying to figure out where things are and where everything is and where to return to is fucking impossible, I think. But
Oh,
anyway, I'm hesitant about going out on TikTok and talking about that one because people literally flip their shit if you say anything
do
bad
you
about
want
Hollow Knight.
views and followers?
Yeah, but I don't want to
No,
rage
but you're
bait. I don't
not
want to.
right. See this whole thing of like rage bait and stuff, because you put a comment on my latest video and said rage baiting because I came out and made a video and said Simpsons Road Rage is better than Simpsons and Run, but you know that that's my actual thoughts. So
Oh,
is
yeah.
that rage baiting? I mean, I put that at the start as the headline to get people in, but I'm not just saying something to make people angry. I'm giving you my honest opinion.
Yeah, but you are tapping into that rage bait
Yeah.
because that's how you want engagement. And I found it really funny because I put this very bland comment on just being like, puh, rage bait, sad face sort of thing. And
Sorry,
then
I just cut
so
up
many
the comment.
people liked my comment. And
What?
clearly,
What
those
happened?
people don't know that we're friends.
Yeah, they clearly don't listen. Let's have a look. How many? 10 people? I didn't even see that. One of them's me. But I also, if you see, lots of people agreed with me a lot more than I thought. I thought no one was going to agree with me. We find this out a lot. We've got these opinions and we see it on here or we see it on TikTok. And actually, a lot of people agree with it. I mean, a lot of people have got their crazy take. I'm in utter shock. But then I've got like agreed, hours of fun, loved both. I agree. I do like Road Rage. Road Rage was underrated. And then someone said Simpsons Wrestling went hard. So just that there's the opinions of the internet. Let's just forget about them.
Well, that surprised me as well because I put games that are bad that I really like, and I put Simpsons Wrestling on there, and so many people like that shit game.
I think it taps in. Like, I don't think well kids will have it these days, but if you had a PlayStation, say you got a PlayStation and you got two games, you got like Rain Man and Simpsons Wrestling. That would be you for like 2, 3 weeks, a month to your next birthday, and you would play the shit out of them and you'd learn them. Even if they were bad, you'd learn how to play them well, you'd enjoy them, and they sit there. There's that many games available now. Kids don't have to suffer through shit games. They don't have to
Yeah.
earn their stripes, so to say. So, yeah, fuck you, kids. Right. Trivia time. Oh, you've
Trivia
been waiting a
time.
full week to hear this, bad boy. Go on, Boxy.
Yep.
It's grown on me. I love it now. It's my highlight of the week.
When we have the money and when this is rich and famous, I'm going to hire a gospel choir just to sing
Okay.
it with me.
Okay.
But for now, all together. Da 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 da. How am I supposed to know that?
Why am I getting more high-pitched and more Yorkshire?
Because you're getting more angry
All right,
with every
okay.
year.
That makes sense. It normally happens when I'm around you.
I have put my creative pants on for this week. I'm
Ooh.
really, really happy with this week's trivia. But before all that, I have to introduce it. So, yes, this is trivia. This is my favorite part of the podcast where we find out whether Retro Revival is a true gamer or whether he's one of these posers who thinks that Heavenly Sword is what the vicar calls his penis. Now, I have been
Going
thinking.
full on the religions today, aren't we?
That's just a coincidence. So, I've been thinking about online dating. Now, me and my good wife. Have been together for a very long time, and we got together before all this online dating happened. That's how fucking old I am. We were together before Tinder happened. Were you and Mrs. Retro together before Tinder?
No, but we didn't meet on Tinder, but we did meet online on
Ah.
another app where you don't just swipe. I think it what was it? Is it Bumble or something like that?
Plenty of fish.
Might have been. mighty. I don't know.
It's never too late.com.
Good sense of humour. Bubbly, I put on, which obviously indicated I was fat. Actually, I wasn't at the time. It was like 12, 13 years ago. So I wasn't fat at the time. I would have to now. Good sense of humour. Bubbly. Fat.
Jolly. Okay. So, with that in mind, I have written some Tinder profiles for video game characters.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to guess what video game character I am talking about.
Are we 2025, so I could be going to date a man, woman, or toaster?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good to hear.
Yeah. Okay, sounds easy, because it is. You ready? Okay, number one. Who's the first one up for review? I'll steal your heart before I steal your wallet. Let me rummage around in your trousers and let me find that precious gem.
Right. So, steal your heart, steal your wallet. I immediately thought of a Final Fantasy character when you said that, but then you wouldn't pick one. And then you said gem. Gem's really thrown us, because I was thinking of, like, is it Tomb Raider? Is it Lara Croft? Is it Yuffie from Final Fantasy VII, I thought? Thieves. Who's a theme and thief for? Are they a good thief?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, because it'll narrow it down. Like, are they, like, is it a villain who steals something off you, or are you the plucky Robin Hood-esque character?
You're a good thief.
A good thief. Doesn't help us. Where do you steal from? What do you steal on? Give us a clue.
He's an icon.
He? Oh, is it Nathan Drake?
Nope.
Oh. He? Who does steals gems? I can't. It's the gem that's thrown us. An icon that steals gems.
Don't get hung up on the gem.
Oh. So he just steals stuff. Treasure.
Yeah. It's going to be dark in a minute. We'll have to hurry this up.
Well, give us another clue.
No, what more do you want? It's an icon who's a thief. What more do you want than
you
that?
You see, you put your heart and soul in this creative juices going here, but it doesn't indicate who it is at all. No one in the listeners has got this one.
And you're making my creative boner flaccid at the moment with your shit guessing. Everyone has got this by now.
No, they haven't. Why
are you looking around as if people are in the room with you?
I don't know, for some reason I felt like I was in my game room and I was looking for the games and I'm not. So I don't know.
Right, it's Sly Cooper.
Oh, I didn't want him to go full like rack furry on his first date. Swiping left.
Yeah, and the trousers thing was a big clue because
Sly Raccoon.
Well, what a fucking surprise. Right.
I've got Sly 2. It's the only one I've got, but I won't play it until I've got Sly 1.
Sly 3 is the best one. Okay. Well, great start as always. Okay.
So that's which way do you swipe for no?
It's swipe right for yes, isn't it? I don't know.
So left. It's a no for Sly.
Okay. So next up on the bachelor stroke bachelorette wagon. I have more baggage than a Heathrow Airport lost and found. I may get a bit cranky, but it's only because you're doing something wrong. Hashtag gains.
What? I thought these were going to be like fun and easy, but they're not. Baggage. Gains. Hashtag gains. Is it Dom from Gears of War 2?
You're on the right sort of lines.
Like a big beefy human, is what I'm thinking. But then he's got baggage because he's. I'll not spoil Gears of War 2 or 3.
He died.
I was thinking more of his wife was the baggage. Death isn't really baggage, is it? Once you're dead, you're done. All your baggage is sort of passed on. Marcus Fenix and his bro.
Nope.
No.
Wrong series.
Duke Nukem, no, he hasn't got baggage, he's just got bad jokes. So proper beefy Roidy Magoos.
Yes, you really should have got this by now.
Why should I have got this?
Because it's a big, beefy man who's got baggage, just emotional baggage,
just
and he's cranky.
You like beefy men doesn't mean that everyone else immediately knows who are the beefy men most likely to have daddy issues.
And he's cranky.
Cranky Kong. When you see how my brain works, as soon as you say the word cranky, I haven't been able to get Cranky Kong out of my head, and there's no room for any other thoughts.
Well, it's not Cranky Kong, so remove it from your vacant head.
Well, Donkey Kong's beefier, so is it him?
No, it's not. Oh. Right.
Well, you went furry first time. I thought you had some sort of fetish.
We have spoken about this so many times.
Who do we speak about like who's beefy? I honestly don't know.
Oh, for God's sake. Right, one more clue. Okay. He's a single parent.
Barrett from what? Final Fantasy VII.
What? No!
It would work. He's got baggage. He lost his wife. He's a single parent. He's beefy. This is the problem. It's your questions. Because my answer fits perfectly for your question. So your question's
cranky,
not
though?
Good enough. All the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
No.
Is that no, he's not cranky, or no, I'm giving up?
This guy has got way more baggage than any other video game character.
Oh, God of War, Kratos.
Thank fucking Christ. That is not my fault. That is not the question's
right,
fault.
Right, so your whole question was, I've got baggage, and you mentioned Heathrow for no reason.
Yeah,
and then,
that's just a nice little boxy arty simile we're throwing
know,
in there.
I know. No, it's a metaphor. So what was it? What was your other clue? I'm cranky and I'm muscly.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Nothing links into his like narrative. One little narrative sprinkle there would have really helped it. Hashtag fuck Odin.
He's got baggage. He killed his whole fucking family.
Yeah, but every video and character has baggage. The guys that I said, Dom, Marcus, Barrett, could all have been yes until he gives the clue about a single parent, and Barrett still could have been yes. You need to put a little sprinkle of something specific to that character.
I give up. You're corking my creative juices.
Oh, come on, next one.
Right.
Worst trivia ever.
Nothing beats taking a hard-hitting dose of hallucinogenic. I've got a big tool and I'm ready to clean your dirty pipes.
I can't think of any games where you take drugs.
You have to think outside the box a bit on this one.
I've had to think outside the box on all of them. A big tool, pipes... Mario.
It's Mario.
Because the mushrooms.
Yeah, that's clever, isn't
it? Pipes. He hasn't. How's he got a big tomb? How do you know the size of Mario's calzone?
He's a plumber.
I know, but the character Mario doesn't use a tool.
He's not known for it.
Yeah, he's not known for it. When you think of Mario, no one thinks of him in his hammer suit.
He's a plumber.
Yes, I know he is, but the character of Mario doesn't associate with a tool.
Why are you fucking complaining? You've got the answer.
It doesn't matter whether I've got the answer. The question's still shit. I'm just learning. I'm dumbing myself down.
God's sake. Right, next one.
Yep.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for, but if you'd let me... I'd love to explore your dark holes.
It's a Bono.
Yeah, in that famous...
I'm swiping left straight away. Just for him putting his full album on me iPhone. Circa... What year was that? Can you remember when every iPod and iPhone had U2's album on it?
Yeah, it was like 2010, something like that.
Did that help, like... Did that count to getting them like in the charts or anything? Like this is the fastest selling album of all time because every person who bought an iPhone had it.
And their apology video, it was the most like horrible thing in the world, because Bono basically said, "Oh, so sorry for trying to do something beautiful and to bring everybody together," and that's why he's a knob.
I always think of Alan Partridge, where he takes his girlfriend to a like stately manor country house, you know, like a British heritage thing, and then because he's pretending he knows Bono. Why is there sort of ring posts everywhere? Oh, it's just what Bono likes. And then the Geordie who works at the gas station, petrol station, dresses in new shades. Bono, the edge is fine. The edge is good. Just every time I think Bono. Anyway, what was the clue? Completely forgot it.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for, but if you'd let me, I'd love to explore your dark holes.
Is the reference to a U2 song anything to do with it?
No.
No, of course.
You would definitely swipe right on this character.
Okay. So you would, or do you think I would? Would you?
But you would more.
I would more. Is this going to be a backhanded Lara Croft?
Yes. Why are you moaning? You've got the answer.
Right. How has Lara Croft not found what she's looking for?
Because she's an explorer and she's trying to find things. And
Next
she goes
one.
into dark holes, caves,
Can we just go
explores.
back to AI slop next week?
I'm still proud of this round. I don't care what you say.
Okay,
Right,
go
last
on.
one, thank God.
Yeah.
My previous partner got a bit stiff. P.S. I have a serious uniform kink.
Is it the bird from Lollipop Chainsaw?
Nope.
Because she wears a uniform and her boyfriend's dead, so it would have, again, the clue works with like anyone, a uniform kink. So I'm assuming boyfriend got a bit stiff just means boyfriend's dead.
Who says it's a girl?
I didn't know. I don't know. I've lost the will. Just give us a
Why you
clue or the
lost the will?
answer.
You
It's
got
just the
most of the
worst
will.
trivia round I've
No,
ever
it's
been a part
not.
of.
I think this is one of the best ones, and it's just you're moaning just
No,
because I don't know why.
it's terrible. Like, come on. It's not fun.
It's James Sunderland.
Okay.
Clever, right?
What was
Sexy
this?
nurses.
I know, but he. So, our next. Oh, do your theme tune.
You're just being so bitter for no reason.
Because it's. You're just so happy about this round. And it's the worst
Yeah.
round of trivia you've ever made.
Because it's creative and it's different.
A
Fine.
punch, a poke in the eye would be different to what I've experienced to this day so far. Doesn't mean it's good.
Fine.
Come on.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You get 0 points for being a bitter
I
bastard.
got two
So
right.
here we go. I need to think of a sign off. I haven't thought about this. Okay, here we go. Da, 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 da. I've brought me fucking chair.
That's a reference, if you don't know, to me breaking about seven canvas chairs as I've streamed over the last year. Anyway, this round is going to be fun, okay? Strap in. I might have to go back and edit and put a little like monologue of me, like a warning. Warning, the next 10 minutes of trivia is shit. Jump ahead 10 minutes to keep your sanity. Because this next round, I'm looking forward to. What we've done is we found some games that are quite strange. And then we've also created our own fake game. And we're going to describe the two games. And the other person has to guess which is the real game and which is the fake game. You'll get it as we go on. And for this in the comments, I would love it. Because if we get some really good answers with this one in the comments, we could use them on another episode. So if you want to do it in the comments, tell us some fake games, right? Boxy, do not now look at the comments from this episode, okay?
Okay,
And
fine.
then if people put in their fake games, I'll ask you them in a future episode. All right?
Okay.
So, how many sets of games did you come up with, Boxy?
So I've got one real game and one fake game, which I'm going to describe to you.
Oh, have you only got one?
Yeah.
I've got three sets.
Oh, okay. Well,
Do you
that's
want me
fine.
to go
Sorry,
first then? That's okay. That's okay. We didn't tell each other how many to get. However, I obviously put the effort in on the show, so I came up with three.
Well, I mean, I've tried to put my effort in already, but
I was
clearly
going to
that's
say,
not got
yeah,
me
it's a
very
good job you
far, so.
didn't. Good job you didn't. Right, well, I'll go first. I'll do two, then you do yours, and then I'll do my final one. Sound good?
Yep, sounds good.
Right, so your first one, we got two games. The first game is Workshop Simulator.
Okay.
Workshop Simulator allows you to repair and refurbish items using a range of restoration mechanics such as disassembling, cleaning, sanding, and painting. The accompanying story will immerse you in the nostalgia of tinkering with your grandfather. And the second one is Shed Simulator. Shed Simulator allows you to build the ultimate shed you've always dreamed of. Will it be a man cave, a woodworker's paradise, or a secret entrance to an underground lair? Work through the scenarios that will get more and more absurd as time goes on. So one of those is real, and one of those I have made up. What's your
Well,
initial thoughts?
the obvious guess is to say that the shed one is the made-up one, but knowing how your mind works, you've probably trying to trick me there. So I'm going to say that the shed one is the real one and the
Okay.
restoration one is the fake one.
Okay, why did you think the shed was the obvious fake one?
No. Because it's
I
just
know
weird.
you've
It's
went for shed the real one, but why did you say it's the obvious one to go for?
because I just think it's niche and weird, and it just seems a bit odd. But then again, it sounds like something in the kind of dad era of gaming that people would be quite interested in.
Well, you were right, it is fake. Workshop Simulator is the real game, and Shed
Right.
Simulator was the red herring. 1-0 Retro. Oosh. Right, here
Oosh.
we go. Next one, I've got two possible NES games for you. Okay?
Okay.
And both of these songs are named after 2000s dance classics.
Okay.
Okay? So the first one is Castle in the Sky. So, Castle in the Sky is an action platformer where you play a knight on a flying horse, throwing axes and spears to save your grandma from the evil king Troy Bear X. The enemies range from ducks and buckets to meat and babies. Or is it Zombie Nation? A shooter where you control a giant floating samurai head named Namakubi, who spits out eyeballs and vomit to destroy enemies and save America from an alien invasion.
I mean, as soon as you said Castle in the Sky, I thought that sounds really familiar. So I wasn't sure if that's the real one.
Is it not from the song? Oh, tell me why do we build castles in the sky? And obviously, you know, Zombie Nation.
Who sings that? Alanis Morissette? Or
Yeah, it's Ian Van Dahl. I've got it on vinyl. Used to be a DJ.
yeah. And I think the only one that puts me off about the second one is the floating head thing. But it is NES, and some weird shit did happen on that. So I'm going to say Castle in the Sky is the real one.
2-2. 2-0.
Well, you're going to win anyway because I've only put in
Well, I
one.
left you a little clue. No, because if you got that right, you'd have got a point.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. So, I left you a little a clue. Can you remember the name of the evil king?
Namakuko or
No,
something.
that was in Zombie Nation. In Castle in the Sky, it was King Troy Bear X, which is what?
Troy Baker.
No, it's your name mixed up.
Is it? How was I supposed to
Boxyardee.
figure that out?
Well, I left you a little clue and you still didn't get.
I'm supposed to just keep my ear out for anagrams now, am I?
All I'm saying is your trivia was shit and my answers are layered and I'm still tricking you.
Fair enough.
Okay, 2-0 to me. So there's only two left, so you've got to get the next. If I get this one right, I'll win.
Whatever strokes your massive ego, Tom. Okay, so my two games are both on Steam. So my two games are both on Steam. The first one is called Granny Simulator. It's a two-player game where one person plays a frail old granny trying to do her daily chores, while the other player plays her grandson, who, through various features and mechanics, tries to kill his own grandma. And you can do this through a variety of ways, by pushing her down the stairs, by pouring boiling water on her. But needless to say, the ultimate goal is to kill your grandma.
Okay.
The second game is called What Was I Eating Last Night? And it's a game that I would love to play because it's all about going to the toilet. You have to manage your diet to maintain a constant stream of shit. But you have to be very careful because if you overstuff yourself on the bad stuff, then you can get diarrhea. And if you go too far in other directions, you can get constipated.
No one needs that.
And if you miss certain movements, then you lose points.
So the goal's to stay regular, so that's life.
Yeah, it's a life sim game.
Right. Well, I know this straight away.
Okay.
And this is my logic to it. I have seen loads of people playing a game about grannies at the minute on TikTok and stuff like that. And you love talking about shit. So if you were going to make up a game, you would definitely involve diarrhea, constipation, all that. So I'm going to say that the real game is the only thing that's making us think is on this game that I've seen, it seems like they're trying to escape Granny rather than kill her. I'm going to go with Granny Simulator is the real game.
It is the real game.
And you are so obvious. It was always going to be fecal matter in your fake game.
Yeah, but I thought that would make it quite a good game in itself.
Maintain your bowel movements.
Yeah, I'm going to patent that idea. What was, and it's a good title. What was I eating last night?
I don't think you need to patent that. I don't think anyone's stealing that idea. I think it'd be absolutely fine. Right.
It could be like public awareness for maintaining a healthy diet. We could actually get a doctor on board as part of the development process to
You see
help.
how wasn't there? I'm sure there was a game for like the SNES or NES about diabetes. Now I got diabetes, and it was about like maintaining the health. I'm sure that I've seen it on some sort of video or something. You could tie in with that. That game did terribly as well, I'm pretty sure.
Mine will
Okay.
win all the awards.
Well, this is academic because I've won 3-0, so it's either going to be 3-1 or 4-0. Are you ready for your last two games?
Nope.
So the first one is called Bone Town. As you complete missions, your testicles get bigger. The more you work out, the more attractive women you can bed. At the start of the game, you're given a tutorial by a girl who tells you the aim of the game is to sleep with as many women as possible, and then she gives you a BJ. Okay, sounds like your type of
Okay.
game. The next one is called Bonecraft. Now, Bonecraft is the first hack and slash RPG shooter game that allows the player to finally go all the way with some of the sexiest creatures in the galaxy. The game follows Captain Fort Worth and his crew of space wranglers through sexual encounters with naughty elves and racy robots, battles with orc hordes, and the search for the galaxy's holy grail, the Elf Queen and her band of horny minions. Bonecraft is not just some sci-fi fantasy sex simulator, but an entire game with story, missions, weapon upgrades, troop advancements, and sex integrated seamlessly into the gameplay like never before.
Right, well, both in the same sort of vibe. And you
Yeah.
say I'm fucking predictable. Trust you to bring up something s like sex-wise.
I was gonna pick another game that I knew about. And you hear the stuff we talk about when I was writing up like the script for it to say it, I was like, I can't say this.
Was
I
it Custer's
yeah,
Revenge?
yeah.
Yeah,
I was like,
no, you can't.
I can't go describe this game. It's so offensive. So
Yeah.
I thought
Atari had a whole like porn section of games. Yeah, they were really filth back in the day.
with about four
Just
pixels.
I I mean, they both sound really gross, but I suppose the one that sounds more gross is the first one. So I'm
So,
going to say that is the fake one.
and Bonecraft's real.
Yeah.
This is a trick question. They're both real.
Well, that's not fair, is it?
When I was looking for them, I just saw both of these and thought I've got to choose both of them. So yeah, they're both real games. So whichever one like you fancy, just have a quick search on Steam and enjoy yourself. If you can't get onto that orange and blue site anymore because you can't verify your face, you look too young. You're of age, but you haven't grew a beard yet, and you look like you will get ID'd for Haribo. Get yourself on Bonecraft and have a wank with an orc. Okay. On
Is
to
this a
let
window into the seedy,
yeah
disgusting,
let's
perverted
end
world of
this
some
let's end
game
this
developers?
yeah let's end this with the pinnacle of gaming podcasts, the Rockbuster. So last week's Rockbuster was when they were making The Crow. Brandon said it was going to happen. When they were making The Crow, Brandon said it was going to happen.
I've
Now
got this.
I wasn't sure about doing this one, but did you get it?
I have got it, but I need to talk through my thinking. So
Okay.
when I was writing your little jab at the beginning of trivia, I was looking at my game collection. I saw Heavenly Sword, and I thought, "Hang on a minute, Heaven Lee, because Brandon Lee has died, and now he's in heaven." And I was like, "Well, Sword doesn't really make sense." But I thought, "Hang on, I'm onto something here with Lee on the end."
Yeah.
So, Dead Lee. Premonition.
It was Dead Lee's premonition. Premonition? Deadly
Yeah.
Premonition? One of your
Yeah.
games? One of your faves?
I do like that one.
Yeah, that's why I pop it in there. Oh, well done. That was good logic. Because sometimes you ask for clues after we stop recording, but you didn't with that one. So I'm proud of you, Boxy. Are you ready for this next one?
All ears.
You're never getting this one. Because I did what the not this one, but the week before Mass Effect, everyone got Mass Effect, so I was fuming. So
Yep.
the Germans said hello, and then that's it. Once more with feeling, the Germans said hello, and then that's it. Any ideas?
You know the German for hello is hello.
It is.
Halo.
All I'm saying is it is what it is.
It's Halo.
I'm not telling you. We'll find out next week.
That's not
Right,
hard.
shut
That is
up.
just
Right,
it's
shut up. Shut up.
it's
Right. Thank you for very much for listening to 30 something gamers. Please join us next week when we'll find out what the hardest Rockbuster ever created is. Goodbye, Boxy.
Halo.
Bye.
Right.